together some facts for this introduction, I learned that she spent over 30 years in the hospitality industry before realising her true calling, that was to cheer up grumpy. Yes, Amanda works for Trevor Lovett at the Lion Valley office. And she loves the variety of tasks that she faces on a daily basis. Dealing with planning issues, helping people through welfare applications, campaigning for better roads. Oh yes, and cheering up grumpy. Since being elected in May, Amanda has stepped forward and put her business skills to use. In the new Lisburn and Castlereagh Council, she's made a key contribution to the striking of the rates process and is keen to continue to work on the Corporate Services Committee to ensure better value for money for ratepayers. I'm now going to hand you over to Amanda and she can tell you a bit more about herself and what she's working on.
I'm not as confident as these guys, so just give me a moment. But thank you, conference, for giving me this opportunity to speak today. I'm Amanda, and to my own surprise, I'm now councillor of Hunterbury. I can promise you all that I will never be an MLA, an MP, or an MEP. In fact, I don't actually see myself as a politician, but more a civic representative, and I do want to represent everyone. And that simply is why I'm joining the Alliance Party. I'm from a unionist and Protestant background, but I now regard myself foremost as Northern Irish, and I'm very proud to be so. I feel as Northern Irish people, we all have a great deal to offer the rest of the world. I've been lucky enough to travel to many countries, and I can honestly say there's no country more beautiful than ours. This gives us a great opportunity here to promote tourism and hospitality, and I did work in the hospitality sector for 30 years. It also means that we can learn from other countries and reflect on what we can do together as Northern Irish people rather than dwelling on our differences. Maybe this is easier for me because I don't regard myself as Protestant or Catholic. I noticed recently, for electoral reasons, others were trying to paint us as anti-Christians. I don't know anyone more genuinely Christian than Naomi Nowell. But as it happens, I do count among my friends and clients at the Lion Valley office Muslims, Hindus, Catholics, and Protestants. But what seems to be the scariest of all for some people are people with no religion at all. And you know what? When it comes to sorting out a housing issue, a form filled in, or a planning application challenged, I treat all of them the same regardless. Other parties baffle me. I mean, is treating everyone on their merits, regardless of religion and background, not the way it's supposed to be? I respect the national flag and the flag of any other country, and I agreed with and supported the decision by our councillors on Belfast City Council to support the obvious compromise option when the issue was raised. I understood that for some people that would make the City Council and its offices more welcoming, while others would still know that the Union flag would be flown in the same way as it is across the UK. Seeking compromise is what representing everyone means. To do anything else is to act on behalf of only one section of our people. That desire to represent everyone fairly applies to justice too. And the other issue that I have worked on from the Lion Valley Alliance office in Lisburn, where I work for Trevor Lunn, to the Taoiseach's office in Dublin, is the campaign of the Valley Murphy families. What has happened since 1971 in terms of how the families have been treated makes me greatly uncomfortable as a person who is a believer in British justice. It is not somehow un-British to support people seeking justice just because they come from a different nationality, identity and religious background. Equality and fair play should not challenge anyone's Britishness. They should complement it. Northern Irishness has the advantage that it feels like a new identity, offering an invitation to something different. That is what the Alliance Party does. Most of all, I feel that other parties should think again about their attitude towards tackling poverty. With poverty, there is no us and them. It is something which affects people of all nationalities, all religions, or none. In my constituency work, and now as a councillor, I have adults who come into the office looking for help to fill in forms. It isn't because they can't answer the questions. It's simply because some of them can't read or write. I have families coming in for food vouchers who feel ashamed, but they have no other choice. Some people might say, oh, they should get a job. But my question is, where are the jobs? Stephen Farrell is doing his best on further education and skills training, but he needs help from other departments to provide the jobs. I've been to temporary accommodation homes where a mother and her children have to stay until a house becomes available, and I can honestly say the homes were unfit for purpose, and I felt ashamed that that was the best thing I could do. I could give you loads of examples that most people like to think wouldn't happen in Northern Ireland, but they do. Because too many politicians put divisive quarrelling around identity ahead of delivering for everyone. I ask the question, if our social welfare system is in such good shape, why are people coming to me in distress? As a councillor, I will work for everyone on social issues, planning, economic development, and ensuring value for money services from the new council. I know that this will be challenging, but I say for myself and my fellow councillors in Lisburn Castlereagh, we are up for it. Thank you, Conference.